Woo! Woo! Smoking.
That was great. That was beautiful. Interesting lyrics, too. Strange lyrics about the animals. I was sort of sitting here taking care of some paperwork as they were doing that, filling out forms and whatnot for the radio, and listening to these lyrics about all these different animals and whatnot. That was pretty interesting. But, wow, great. Great stuff. Hey, guys, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, your mic's on now, nice. And so they can all hear you. Also, speak a little closer into the mic this time. Not much. It's all right. But I had a couple more things I wanted to talk about. We're getting some great music. Tell me something. Those lyrics were really, really kind of strange. They're all about, like, animals. Like, well, do you know where you came up with that?
Iowa? I mean, you ever been to Iowa? There are... I don't think he did a lot of drugs, but he definitely lived on a farm.
What did you say his name was?
Greg Brown.
Greg Brown.
He used to play with Annie DeFranco and, who else? Jillian Welch.
That's really funny. I thought the song sounded very Annie-like.
Yeah.
They actually wrote songs back and forth to each other on albums, right?
Yeah. No, Greg's a champ. Check him out.
Well, that's what's really cool. Yeah, I was actually thinking that it really sounded kind of like, had this, like, Annie little flair to it. Yeah. I also want to ask you, about, well, a couple of different things. You're, some of your, like, most basic influences, because this brings it up. So we've got Greg Brown, and I guess has he been sort of one of your influences from the beginning?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing. Like, I don't really... I mean, I feel like it's a problem with our entire generation. I just sort of got into the blues, like, bass-ackwards. You know, I started out liking the Chili Peppers, and through them I got into Hendrix, and then through him I sort of got into Robert Johnson. But, so I was really raised on, like, third-generation photocopies of the blues, you know? But it's... Yeah, I mean, lately, he's definitely... As we spend more time playing music, and your tolerance for just music that isn't amazingly good goes down because you're so self-critical and you're listening to so much stuff, you just wind up gravitating to people like Greg.
God.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I actually went kind of the opposite. Well, I mean, I started off when I played guitar really into Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and stuff, and then I just realized that they were all just so much better than I was ever going to be, and that I wasn't going to be able to play that stuff, so I had to get into folk instead. Write good songs instead of good guitar solos. And then, I don't know, since then, yeah, but, I mean, Greg Brown's amazing. You know, Annie DeFranco is obviously really good, too. I like Ben Lee. He's a good songwriter. You know, we would have never known about the side guitar had it not been for, like, the Harper family and, you know, listening to Ben Harper's music and going into the Folk Music Center and realizing that you can make a $1,000 dobro for $6 with a riser. I feel like, should we do a public service announcement for that? I mean, yeah. I feel like any...
Well, I can't tell if it's the golden goose that we...
You're not allowed to tell them that they should go there. You're only allowed to tell them about it. But you can go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's just, it's this thing, this little $6 riser that you can get at most folk music centers, such as the one here in Claremont, the Folk Music Center.
Best store in the whole world.
But they... Yeah, it's $6, and you just put it on the nut of your guitar, you know, and it raises the strings, and then you just, you know, I, like, borrowed a socket wrench from Sears, and that's sort of done me as a slide. You can get a nice slide, but it's
a
really...
A socket wrench from Sears is your slide?
Yeah, yeah.
So
great.
But yeah, it's good. Everybody should try it, and then you just tune it open so it sounds good no matter what you do, and you're golden.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I don't know anything about guitars, unfortunately. It's always great. I watch people and, like, they're just really going at it. And you guys, I mean, I can see you're moving really fast. Like, you really
so fast
it.
That we can't really get the rhythm.
I don't know the first thing about what I'm doing, but I just sort of talking to a microphone is all
right. Right.
And yeah, I get to hear myself talk. And I also wanted to ask you about that new guitar that you've picked up. I know it's sort of a matter of pride for you. learning this sort of new skill. Why did you get started with it?
Well, what happened is, I used to go into the Folk Music Center, and they somehow allow kids like me to play their $4,000 1932 Weisenborns, and so, you know, I played around on the dobros and Weisenborns there, kind of thinking that it was just really cool, because, you know, Ben Harper did it, and, like, Kelly Joe Phelps did it, and David Lindley did it, and so then, you know, someone, you know, Joel, who works there, came over and, you know, showed me some stuff, and I just decided that my sister had this really out-of-tune guitar that doesn't work as a regular guitar because it was, like, a $5 guitar that she got in France, which is actually where she met Dave. Good story.
Excellent.
But, so we just put the riser on that, and then I just took it home this summer and just started playing and trying to get better. I mean, I still am very beginner. It's just that it's tuned in open, so it sounds like we know anything that we're doing.
Anything in open D just sounds really, really good.
Hey, good stuff. You probably shouldn't let your fans know that, you know.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, we're professionals. Don't try to just because you can doesn't mean that you should.
That's right. There you go. That's what we wanted to hear. If you guys want to throw on some more tunes for us, you got that stuff prepared.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna throw on a couple originals.
Not exactly blues, but Rudy.
Rudy.
Hey, by all means,
they're Rudy.
Nice. Go okay, for it. We'll do that. We'll be there.
Very Rudy. I like it. And yeah, these guys. I mean, you should see him playing in here. It's fantastic. See. Just two guys. I got all kinds of mic stands going around because we got harmonicas and three different guitars and vocals. And so that's really cool. They have just these two guys and all these mic stands everywhere, poking in every direction. And they're just getting set up in here. Also, as far as the tickets go, wanted to let you know for the Mark Lanegan. That is on the 22nd, which looks like a Saturday. That's right. It's a Saturday night. And it's going to be at the Knitting Factory on Hollywood Boulevard. So that should be really cool. I'm looking forward to that. The things, let's see. The way I want to do that is actually the first caller at the top of the hour. So if you're the first caller at 12 o'clock, and according to my clock, and you should go by this, it is 11:48 exactly right now, 11:48. So in 12 minutes, give me a call, 909-626-KSPC, and you can win that pair of Mark Lanegan tickets. It's for all ages. You can bring anyone you want. And so make sure to call me there, 626-5772. Let's go back to Speechwriters LLC.